The good news of God's love according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. For the past few Sundays, we have been hearing Jesus' advice and training to his disciples before sending them out on a short missionary trip. And he's offered them some pretty harsh and demanding words. They aren't to take a lot with them on the journey. They are to rely upon the goodness of God and the goodness of the people they encounter. Their countercultural message of God's unconditional love will be rejected by many. Some will even feel threatened by it and try to silence the good news. They will meet with opposition. They could even encounter violence. His cautionary words are offered to us as well, because the work of proclaiming God's love has now been entrusted to us. We too are to trust that God is good and that human beings are capable of good. We too shouldn't be surprised if our words and our deeds are criticized. And his closing words of hope and encouragement are also offered to us. We are sent out into the world as prophets, as those who strive to be righteous, and as vulnerable little ones in need of cold water. And we are to see the people we encounter as prophets, as those who strive to be righteous, and as the vulnerable. We are to love our neighbor as ourselves, to do unto others as we hope they would do unto us. A God who exists as a relationship of love, that God is present wherever and whenever love is shown, wherever kindness is demonstrated, and whenever someone is welcomed home. Our God is a God of welcome. Psalm 139 reminds us that each of us is expertly crafted by God, and each of us is shaped in the image of God. Regardless of our race, we are made in the image of God. Regardless of our level of ability, we are made in the image of God. Regardless of our sexual orientation or our gender, we are made in the image of God. But gender and sexual orientation are not boxes that are checked off on a form. Both of them are dynamic, they are fluid, they encompass a spectrum of diversity, and every point on that spectrum is made in the image of God. Now, we may have some issues with how God formed our bodies, but in God's eyes, we are marvelously made. And it is with and within our bodies that God works to transform us into the people we are meant to be. God knows that our hearts are restless, that we seek meaning and purpose in a world that often seems empty and cruel. God knows every triumph and every tragedy that we have encountered, every moment of joy and every moment of shame or regret. Sometimes we think God is only present in the happy and the successful moments of our lives, but God is also present in the darkness. Because God is present and active in every moment, the darkness and the light are both alike. God knew us before we were born. God has known us for all of eternity. And God invites us to know God as intimately as we are known by God. Our God is a God of welcome. And when we truly welcome people, we welcome God into our lives. The Apostle Paul's letters to the Corinthians were written to a faith community that was falling apart. People had divided themselves into different camps based on their wealth, based on their abilities, based on their understanding of God. Paul is working to reconcile all of them back to one another by reminding them of the great work of reconciliation that was accomplished by Jesus. Because of Jesus, each one of us has already experienced a death and a resurrection. We died to our old desperate ways of living, and we are resurrected into the heart of God's new creation. For Paul, it's good that we are no longer forced to live only for the sake of ourselves. Thanks to Jesus, we can have a life with meaning and purpose. We can live our lives for the sake of others. We can live our lives for the sake of Jesus and for the sake of God's work in the world. God entrusts God's great work of reconciliation and renewal to us. God calls us to do it, and God empowers us to do it. In the same way that Jesus sent out his disciples, we are sent out to do the crucial ministry of reconciliation. All people and all things have been reconciled to God. We all have a restored and a renewed relationship with the God who loves us, but so many people aren't yet aware that their relationship with God has been healed, and they're still trying to survive by the old ways of living. It is love that urges us on. The undeserved and unconditional love that God has shown to us is what compels us to tell other people that the same love is available to them. Our God is a God of welcome. When we truly welcome people, we welcome God into our lives, and when God comes into our lives, we are transformed. We can't assume that the people will be changed so that they better suit us. We have to be open to the possibility that we will be changed by the people we welcome into our lives. It isn't that we are made new once and done. God's love is so dynamic that it is constantly making us and making all things new. Everything is renewed again and again and again. This word that we translate into English as reconciliation, it also refers to radical change. We have been changed and we continue to be changed. Our world has been changed, and in God, it continues to be changed for the better. We cannot cling to any old ways of being. We have to actively remove the barriers that keep us from embracing that all things are new. We are now living in a world as God intends it to be, a world dedicated to justice, to peacemaking, and to a unity of purpose. All this is from God. It is what God desires for all of creation. It has been God's plan from the beginning, and nothing is going to stop God from bringing it to fulfillment. There is a new creation, period. Everything old passes away, and absolutely everything is constantly being made new. We can't stop it or slow it. We can only be transformed along with it or choose to be left behind. The old things, oh, they are so comfortable, but they don't offer us life. The new things that are coming into being are going to be better than the things for which we used to settle. If nothing in all of creation can separate us from the love of God, then nothing can be allowed to separate us from one another. God is a God of welcome. When we welcome God's children, we welcome God. When we welcome God, we welcome change. We welcome renewal.